You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I want to continue on and talk to you about some more Sabbath principles. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, it tells us, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor the stranger who is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you." God is very specific. He wants everyone, even the animals, to have the Sabbath off. There's automatic blessings and automatic curses for obeying and disobeying any of God's laws. You want an example? What's the number one killer? Stress. You've heard this phrase, stress kills. Well, it's true. Stress kills people. It's the number one killer out there. It's the forerunner for cancer and all kinds of diseases. What's God say about this? Rest? That's right. Take 1 day a week off. Take a break. Let your body heal. Put it all out of your mind and get the world off your back. What did Jesus do? Why did Jesus do what he did on the Sabbath? And what did he do? That's a better way to put it. Why did Jesus do what he did on the Sabbath, and why did he do it? Mark 11, verse 15 says, "So they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves." Verse 16, "And he would not allow anyone to carry wares throughout the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, 'Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it into a den of thieves.' And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teachings. When evening had come, he went out of the city." You know, Jesus saw the Sabbath being violated, turned God's house into a flea market, and he had had enough. Well, let's take a look at what it says in Isaiah 56:1. "Thus says the Lord God, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it." What is it? "Who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, 'The Lord has utterly separated me from his people.'" Anyhow, you keep reading. We're running out of time, all the way down to verse 12. Maybe we'll cover this tomorrow. Please, this is how you get a hold of us. Please quit violating what God says and simply obey him. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.